It's been a wild couple of weeks for Facebook and Google as the government tries to regulate their use of news content. Facebook took the dramatic step of removing all Australian news content last week, including The Wire's own Facebook page. Today, the social media platform, along with a swathe of other tech companies, has signed on to a new code aimed at fighting against disinformation. Zach De Silva asked Dr. David Tuffley, a senior lecturer in cybersecurity at Griffith University, whether this new opt-in code goes far enough.
Yeah, I suppose it could always go further, but in terms of what is practical with something like this, when you're trying to gain the cooperation of people like Google and Facebook and Microsoft and TikTok and Twitter and Redbubble, all of whom I understand have signed up to the code, then, you know, gaining 100% agreement to everything is very difficult, you know, in terms of practicalities. So there's always going to be a bit of a compromise to begin with as people join with the level of cooperation that they're able to comply with.
How do you see this code changing what users are going to see on platforms like Facebook, for example?
Well, I understand that people will see, if they are able to see news on Facebook, they will see warnings if the particular thing they're looking at is considered to be suspect.
So do you see this then looking more like what Twitter did with former President Donald Trump in the lead up to the election last year in terms of kind of flagging posts as disinformation and that kind of thing?
Yes, I definitely think it's along those lines. And, you know, it's been a perceived need for some time with web-based news sources or sources of information that whilst the majority of it is good and accurate, there is a significant and quite serious amount of it is quite misleading.
This new announcement has come a little bit out of the blue. Why do you think it's happened now?
Well, I think it's been a while in the making, and it would seem to be a pretty timely release considering everything that has been going on recently in relation to Facebook and before that with Google. But there has been a perceived need for such a code for some time. Listeners will be well aware of the presence of disinformation, fake news, you know, attempts to mislead people.
The government's been trying to regulate these big tech companies for some time now. How do you think that this new code is going to change their standing in the eyes of the government?
Well, I think it's certainly going to be helpful. You know, I think governments and the big tech companies have been experiencing a bit of a rough patch in recent years because, you know, national governments are all about looking after the interests of their people, whereas the global tech companies are all about, well, doing global business. And the interests of the two don't always or aren't always seen to be, you know, coinciding. So, yes, I think something like this will go quite some distance towards the, you know, the establishment of a good working relationship and an understanding of each other.
Dr. David Tuffley from Griffith University speaking there with Zach De Silva. We also asked for comment from the Digital Industry Group, which represents the tech companies, the Communications Minister and the Shadow Communications Minister, but all had declined to comment prior to us going to air.